Chemist Warehouse, with the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas. The Big
Breakfast. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Friday. Welcome to the catch-up. Nice to have you along. Why are you making faces? Why are you making funny faces? What's going on?
This is the face that I make at my girlfriend's, and I just made it, and Nick picked it up, and now he's doing it.
I'm a big fan.
What is it?
It's like a little beaver. I'm like,
it's like a mouse who's just spotted some cheese. Get in there.
I like cheese.
I saw a woman yesterday.
I love it.
I saw a woman yesterday who, that's her smile, that's her face all the time. They look like they're smiling, but then you go, hold on, they're just got a munted mouth.
Hold on, they've got no lips.
Is that overbite? I think it's overbite,
is it?
Isn't it?
When you're always showing your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, they're happy.
Just no, that thin upper lip. That thin upper lip.
What do your lips do you call?
There you go, Brenda.
Is that lizard lips? Like thin lips.
It always looks like, it's like, that's okay, but it's not okay because you're mad. It's like, oh, no, that's fine. That's fine that you're doing that.
You've got to picture what we're doing right now. Yeah, we're bringing the gums up. You hide the gums above your...
This is a great visual conversation for an audio delivery.
Have they got a support group, people? What would you call that? Is it just...
Thin lip group.
Thin lip group, yeah. Mm-hmm. They need some backup.
Yes. Radio, everyone's favourite visual mediums. Yeah.
Thin lippy.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Come on.
Obviously the 6-in-1 foundation, you'd know about Thin Lizzy, wouldn't you?
Oh, Thin Lizzy.
From Lizzy. From New Zealand.
I ordered some of that online once, like off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I do that often. And then it turns up.
What?
And then, because you feel.
You buy stuff off the telly.
Yeah, because you feel safe knowing that you've got that 30-day return guarantee and so you can send it back if you're not happy with it.
What stuff did you buy?
I've bought one of those graters, you know, where you put the thing in the top and then the lid on it and then you wind it down and it shoots.
It work all right?
Shoots all your grated zucchini. And
you're you'd be a magic bullet gal.
I've got a magic bullet.
Yeah, of course you do.
And
you're one of the first 78 callers.
Did you get a magic or a neutral?
I bought some Spanx off there.
Is that to hold your gut in, that Spanx?
Everything, your ass, your gut.
Do they make them for blokes?
Side muffins.
Can blokes buy them?
A lot of them love muffins.
Side muffin. Side muffin's much better.
67 easy payments of $13.38.
Yeah.
Anything
can't
else?
Do that maths. What? I don't know.
Sometimes
that?
I just
what
get
about
inspired.
Those ladders? I'm interested in those ladders that do anything.
Because a lot of the time it's things that you just don't automatically think to buy when you're at the shop. So also, you go, it's right there. It's in front of me. All I've got to do is ring the number and I'm done.
If also, if you need 8 fortnights to pay off a grader, don't buy a grader. You're in financial trouble.
Yeah. Hey, heaps on the show today. None of that. You got ripped off royally.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
$5.50 for a coffee.
That's ridiculous.
It's bloody ridiculous.
Yuck.
I'm giving it up.
That. Hey, and you're carpooling today. You and Nick going down the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it? Yeah. We're going to spend some one-on-one time together.
Jollies.
I did say to him, I said, are you still happy to get a lift with me? Because I am going to be doing my makeup whilst playing, you know, it's like a 3-hour concert featuring me when you're in my car.
Great. Well, you'll be doing your makeup while you're driving.
Yeah.
And hold on, she just said 3-hour concert.
Well,
what way are you taking?
One hour concert featuring me.
Why don't you let Nick drive your car?
He could. Oh, you could drive.
No,
he's not a good driver. He's only just got his license.
Oh, he's had it a year now.
Yeah,
you actually might be
I'm
better than me because you've got. Oh, you're
I'm
only
on my
P's.
I've got to blow 0.00. And I was at the QA yesterday, and there might is no chance we'd of
have,
that happening.
We'd have about the same amount of points, I think. I'm on a good driving behaviour licence. I've only got 1 point
for
12 months.
Oh, you're on bottom of the barrel.
Mm. So on 1 point, do you think it is wise to do your makeup whilst driving?
Yeah. Look, probably not.
No.
That's why she invited me, so I could just steer the car.
Well, why don't you do her makeup while she drives and just give her a little clown face, maybe a Paul Stanley?
Yeah, well, I've got shaky hands. We'll get out of the car. She'll look like Joker.
I hear Kiss need a lead singer.
And speaking of, Kiss have pulled out of their Australian tour, Marto.
Thank goodness. I mean, terrible loss. Terrible loss to all those Kiss fans. I hate Kiss.
Yes,
let's be straight up and down.
Well, they're trying to reschedule it or something, aren't they? But they're like fully booked until October 2020, so they've got no time.
That's what I've always said.
It's influenza, eh?
Soft cocks.
Well, okay. It's pretty weird.
Always said
weird.
It.
I was made for loving you, baby.
The flu, take a day off. One day. That's all you need. And then you'll get better. He's taken a whole tour off. They just hate New Zealand and Australia.
Are you sick enough to take a day off in your mind?
When you can't move.
Okay.
What about if you have gastro or like a vomiting bug? Is that something that you would want me to share with the studio?
NASA have developed a range of nappies that survive for astronauts for months and months.
That's
all you need to throw. Strap one of them on and off you go to
work. Would you prefer for Paul Stanley to shit himself on stage?
Where did he get gastro? He just had flu a second ago.
I was hypothetically talking about if one of us were to get sick with the gastro or the vomiting bug, would you like it? to not call into work and come in here instead.
But can't, all right, don't we have a quarantine studio next door? Like, put that person and just look through the window here at them?
That is the newsroom, so then you're infecting the newsroom.
No, they're not as important as us.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Enjoy the catch-up.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Supposed to be here on Thursday, November 28th at the Entertainment Centre. KISS now been cancelled due to, what? Does it say a bad case of influenza? A rock and roll band cancelling a tour because of influenza.
And how far off was it again?
28th. So what are we now? Oh, that's 2 weeks.
Well,
Paul Stanley has an infection in his throat requiring complete vocal rest.
I think you're being a little hard here, Marto, because he does have influenza A, which is the worst strain of the influenza
virus.
Heard
of Codral Cold?
And,
go to any pharmacist.
It's not as simple as
vitamin
that, Marto.
C chewable.
It's highly contagious.
Ring a bikie, he'll give you something to get you a bit of go.
It's highly contagious, and we don't want him bringing that here, infecting our people
spitting
all over them and breathing all over them at the concert.
You think he's going to end up on border security next to someone with 5 kilos of pork in the back.
It's really infectious. It's quite bad.
Those coughing man with face paint.
And not only does he have influenza A, he's got a throat infection as well. So he's at least looking at 3 weeks of bed rest.
All right, but a whole band cancelling. And, you know, you imagine how many tickets have been sold. You imagine how many tears were around Brisbane last night. Quite simply, who knows what Paul Stanley looks like? All you got to get is some munter to put a face white face stuff and put a little star on your right eye. Oh, there's Paul Stanley. Tops, let's go.
Are you putting your hand up for the job, Marto?
I
you
think I'm a bit
it.
Tall. That's all. Well,
no, you wouldn't have to wear the platforms.
That's
all.
Not him. He's too tall.
Who knows how tall Paul Stanley is? Who knows anything about Paul Stanley? And that's the beauty. If you wear makeup and wigs and stuff your whole life, you can be replaced easily.
I think it would have been better for them to just come out and maybe, you know what, if they are sick, just slightly change the words to some of their classics. Nothing wrong with that. Or another belter like this. I wanna rock and roll all night.
But I can't cause I'm sick. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Schoolies, 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 schoolies.
We're off. Margo and I are heading down to the Goalie today.
What is that?
Not for schoolies reasons. I didn't know. I've got a gig there tomorrow.
You were told at 4:45 this morning, why would you be going down the coast today?
And I said, I've got a gig. And they go, nah, it's the start of schoolies.
I just wanted a bit of Zorba in there. You never know.
Very different. Very different theme this year. Great wedding down there.
Having had a couple who have gone through in the last few years, I do know Tuesday's Tequila Tuesday now. They send photos of themselves in sombreros. You go, this isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
18,000 students descending upon the Gold Coast. Can you imagine it?
All right. Now, we've got one of our mates here, Rick, who does all our audio work, does a great job. His son's going to school.
Is he nervous?
No, because he's already had a daughter and she didn't get arrested, so he thinks it should be okay.
Well prepped.
As well prepped, but what he needs, I gave him my best advice from my bloke Harry.
Which is?
2 years ago, he went down and he went down with a couple of boarders. I think there were 3 boarders and they all had cattle properties, their dads, and they sent down these eskies full of meat off their property. All right. And I went, this is interesting. Most kids just take grog to schoolies week. What they did, they had the barbecue on their balcony the whole week, going virtually 24 hours a day.
It's a batchy meal. No salad, no accompaniments. It'll be
sounds
just
all right,
meat.
But what happened, all the security guys were large islanders. They love a feed, so they had them on board, so they never got in trouble.
So it's a bribe.
And all those little chicky babes, all the little girls who took a packet of biscuits thinking that'd be food for the whole week, got hungry about Sunday and just started, they just...
all
so they
hung
just
out
had
at Harry's joint.
A girl and
the
security bouncer attracted.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, mate, who knows? But that was his advice, take meat and you feed everyone. And they love you. My best advice.
Well, a few years ago, I made the mistake again. Didn't know it was Schoolies Week. Had gigs booked on the Gold Coast.
No,
I was
who are
in the
you?
Gym, and there was a bunch of boys wearing University of Darwin t-shirts. I'm like, oh, boys, I've been to Darwin a few times. I didn't know there was a University of Darwin. And this young bloke goes, there's not. And I said, well, why do you have the t-shirts on? And he said, well, we found out there were a group of ladies who've got a challenge with each other. There's about 80 to 100 chicks who are trying to hook up with a bloke from every state.
From a university? Or? Right,
and we thought, why not just make a T-shirt from a made-up Northern Territory university? Because there's going to be no other Northern Territory uni kids there.
That no one except you will question.
They were having a great week.
Oh, that's two pieces of advice. Have you got any advice for our schoolies, Margot?
Oh, look, it's an exciting time, Marta. Young girls, you know, they get in with their girlfriends and they get a bit loosey-goosey. Just drink responsibly.
Did you tell me recently
This is off experience, Marta. Okay. Look, I went a bit silly on my... I ended up in hospital. I had my stomach pumped.
Had to do the old charcoal down the guts.
And I may have woken up with a random piercing.
Where was the random piercing?
So, be responsible, ladies.
Where was the random piercing?
On my nipple.
Bang.
Yes, girlies! Stomach pumped, nipple piercing, stomach
pumped. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I think I've got the best kids' function out of the way. My son's first birthday party last weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Massive day at the pub. They don't remember it because they're one.
First birthdays aren't about them.
Not about them.
But now you two have got older kids, Marta. Your kids have all finished school.
Yep.
Now in their 20s, Margo, you'd be going to a fair few functions.
Yeah.
Because I just think there are some terrible functions you have to attend as a parent.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I've got a mate of mine. He had his son's formal on Tuesday. It was $300 a ticket. And there was no alcohol.
But the adults don't go to the formal. You go to the pre-formal.
No, but he had to go.
What, as a supervising parent?
No, just the parents were there.
They were allowed to go.
Yep, $300 a ticket.
And no grog.
And booze wasn't included.
That's a
and then he had graduation last night. Another four-hour event. No booze. Ooh, terrible.
Wow.
Terrible function.
I see a concurrent theme here for you, Nicholas Cody, in and around alcohol not being a part of this.
But $300.
Oh, $300 a ticket.
I'd understand.
Sweet
20.
Lord.
Yeah.
But isn't it about going to see your child? You know, you've reared them and watched them develop.
Maybe I didn't say this right.
You've spent $300
a ticket
and
no booze.
Money and energy into, you know, raising this human being.
No, don't carry on with
Brendo,
nonsense.
Is this on my microphone?
It is.
And then you go to watch them, you know, become young adults. And
no.
Can I just say, one of the worst things you can do, schools have their prize nights. What do you call those nights? Presentation nights for the whole school. Is going to one of those when your kid doesn't win anything like that.
It's not about the prize, Marto. It's about the journey to get there.
He actually called it prize night.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be a night
Same way Nick said, no alcohol, if no prizes. Like, no one likes anyone else's kids.
It sounds terrible.
True.
I'm worried about all these horrendous functions I'm going to have to attend. And I want to know, what is the worst kids' function you've had to go to?
I don't think
there are some
such a
shockers.
Are sporting events allowed? Because girls under 8 netball, there's that a play and they get hit in the side of their head. It's so bad.
Brian from Biwa.
Yeah, g'day, Marto, Margo, Nico, and Brendo.
Hello. Yes,
thank you. Brian-o. That does have a bit of ring to it.
Righto, Brian. What's the function?
Yeah, it's worse when they're not your kids. It's my niece's graduation for year 6 last year. It was terrible.
Why did you have to attend?
Why, Brian?
Oh, it's one of those Christmas / graduation concerts where all the kids get into it.
You are...
And being in the Nimbin area, they all think they're artsy, but they're not.
Yeah, Brian, this is just you being a supportive uncle, and I'm sure your niece appreciates this very much.
I did eat most of the finger food.
Yeah, see, there you go. Brian, got stuck into the snacks.
Silver lining?
We're talking Nimbin. Were the extras dressed as trees or were they just really big mole plants? What did they have down there?
They were trees.
Yeah, okay, good.
I just remembered my year 6 graduation. We had to sing a song to the parents and the song that they made us sing was Backstreet's Back.
Oh,
which
all
I
right.
don't know if you...
What?
Which has the lyrics, am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual?
What?
Just a bunch of 12-year-olds. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Chris from Bald Hills, what did you have to attend, mate?
Hey, mate, I had to go to my daughter's Night of Excellence because she sang in the choir at the end.
Yeah, beautiful.
At the end.
Chris, did you have a timetable? Did you just get there for her little event or did you sit through the whole
goddamn thing? No, I late and rocked up in thongs and shorts and felt very out of place and ended up counting 620 acoustic tiles on the ceiling.
Oh, dear. I'm noticing lots of men ringing through.
Nice audit.
Who don't appear to like.
Good tile audit.
Good tile
Great acoustics. Thanks, Chris.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Hey, listen, I promised you I'd talk about Michael Jordan here, who, for many people, is the greatest basketballer of all time.
Unbelievable.
Air Jordan?
Well, he probably made Nike. Mm. When they took Michael Jordan on, he probably sold more shoes than any other human.
Number 23, wasn't he?
He was the original number 23. He was also an enormous gambler. At one stage, he went and played baseball for a year, and he went okay and came back and played again. But the Chicago Bulls won 5 championships in a row with him there, which is just extraordinary.
I had a Bulls hat and I wasn't even a basketball fan.
Mm.
Just
Chicago
like it was just
Bulls.
Like the thing to follow, wasn't it? Like the Hornets. Remember the Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte
a starter
Hornets,
jacket.
That teal cap. I had one of them.
How many basketball games in a season? Is it something like 80? Is it 80? There's 150 baseball games, but there's about 82.
That's a lot.
I know, compared to a 26 game rugby league season.
I didn't
all that.
It was so
because they're banging them out. Like, you know, they're 3 or 4 a week.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. So during the day, you wonder what he was doing. Well, this week there's a guy, a mate of his, used to play for the Chicago Hockey League team. So he was a major league hockey
the
for
Black
about
Hawks.
10 years. Yeah, oh, you've heard of the Black Horse. So Jeremy Roenick. So he was on a TV show over in Chicago this week and started to tell a Michael Jordan story, and it's an absolute cracker. He said they were mates and they both like playing golf. So Jordan's playing that night against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Chicago. They go out early, like 6 a.m., and have a round of golf, 18 holes. All good?
It's responsible.
If you've ever heard anything about Jordan, he used to play some holes for like $100,000.
Very competitive
individual. You've heard these stories? Yeah.
What, like he'd have a bet with his mates?
Yeah.
I'll bet you this hole for $50,000, things like that. Yeah, the big rollers.
Heavy hitters.
All right, so this Roenick guy details, well, he talks about the game. So I beat him I had him for a couple of thousand dollars, okay, and we're getting ready to leave. They played their 18 holes. Now, the Bulls are playing that night, and they both knew that, and he said, well, you'll have to go home and get ready. Jordan turns around and goes, no, hold on. Let's play another 8-8. It's now 10:30 in the morning, okay? So he's got to play at 6 o'clock that night. This time, they load their bags up, their buggy up, with beer. Coors Light, is that a decent beer? Righto, they load
and
up with...
Just so you know, listeners know, in the US, the light beers aren't low alcohol. It's low carb. So he's having full-strength beers.
All right, they've played 18. They load their card up with a full carton of beer, okay, and start to play another round.
Play another round
so Jordan wants to get his few $1,000s of this bloke owed him. No, they end up drinking all the beer. They both drank 10 each. We've been drinking all afternoon, okay? So they finished again. He did him again. The ice hockey player, Roenick, did him again. He was now down $10,000, okay?
He wants his money back.
Well, no, because Roenick said, hold on, it's now 3 in the afternoon. You're playing in about 3 or 4 hours.
You're drunk. 10 sheets to the wind.
And the ice hockey player, this Roenick, says, I'm going to call my bookie and put all the money... I've just won for you. I'm going to put that all on Cleveland to
on
beat
the Cavaliers.
You tonight. Apparently Jordan turned around and he said, I'll tell you what, I bet you that we win by 20 points and I score more than 40 points. And the bloke said, yeah, you're on, $10,000, okay? They won by, hold on, let me just get this correct. So he's drunk, the greatest player of all time, scored 44 points and they won by 26 and he got his 10 grand back.
Jeez.
Amazing.
That's goat stuff.
Drunk.
After 15 beers, Matt, I bet you I could have 40 nuggets.
Greatest of all time.
Big breakfast, Triple M.
How many cars do you reckon you could park on an acre? 4,000 squares. Ooh. I'm going to tell you the answer. 115.
Wow.
God. Apparently.
That was going to be my guess.
Yeah. Hold on, I hadn't finished doing my math.
Don't let him finish.
No, you don't need to. I'm telling you, it's 115 apparently, because a Boronia Heights man has been slapped with a $9,000 fine for having 115 cars parked on his property.
Well, that fine's
but has he got them double stacked? Are they wrecks or are they collector's items? Are they nice cars?
Well, he's like a car wrecker. So he's storing parts. He restores old cars. He does have vintage.
Oh, so he's not paying rego on those.
Well, some of them have like special registration. So when you have like vintage old cars and you don't drive them all the time, they have
Sunday.
A special registration. You've got to be a part of a car club. Corey's got a couple of cars. So I know that because of that. However, a lot of them he was just storing there to use as spare parts. So he's got lots of different piles of tyres, lots of different piles of suspension, lots of different piles of bonnets, and then he's got sort of,
And it's his land.
100 and something cars that, you know,
is he a registered car wrecker? Or is
no,
he
he's
a hoarder?
Not.
Is he that H word?
No, he's not a registered wrecker.
Is he a hoarder?
He's just like, this is my property and I can keep on it whatever I want. Unfortunately, the neighbours don't think that that is, okay. Because it's a bit of an eyesore, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah. Vermin.
Collects things other than cars, you know. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
You're correct. But I'm having a look at the photo here, and I feel that this man has a serious case of hoarding. Mm. The collecting has gone too far.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is in my mind? Collectors, they want to display and they want to show people that, well, their collections.
Yes.
Hoarders have got something wrong with them, maybe, and they're hiding away. They're
Hold on a second. I need those newspapers, Marlo. Yes. You never know.
Why do people collect
Nobody's asking me.
Newspapers.
But one day it'll come up. Hey, what was on the front page in 1997? I'll be able to tell you.
Mm. But I guess it's all perception-based, because a girlfriend of mine, her partner collects Jim Beam. And it's not just on the shelf of his
internally
bar.
Or internally?
He has a whole room dedicated.
Empty bottles or full?
Full.
Wow.
Full bottles in every size, large, medium, big, small, minuscule, in like bottles with boats in them and all sorts of stuff.
Let's be honest, a Jim Beam bottle it's a jet ski in that bottle. Jet ski in a bottle. The Sting song. Yeah.
What's his purpose in life?
Is he hiding it?
He just loves it. He just loves collecting it.
Does he want people to look at it?
Yeah, like he has it all on display. Like, it's beautiful. This whole room has shelving and glass mirrors and glass cabinets.
Stuff.
What an outstanding bogan. Stuff.
That is one of the best bogans I've ever heard of.
Like, he thinks it's collecting, and I'm like, that's a whole room that you could have another baby in, that you could use as an office. Maybe you could sell that collection and buy yourself a house.
Did he tell you to jam it up your behind? Because he's collecting Jim Beam. He's got a far higher meaning to his life than what you have.
Well, I don't collect anything, so to me it's obscene. But what are you hoarding?
Mm.
Can we palm it off as collecting?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's collecting.
Newspaper.
I think
it's Jim Beam, dead
hoarding.
Cats. What are you about?
Cats.
Even if you think it's a collection, please let us know and we'll decide whether it's hoarding or not.
Is that what we're doing? We're playing judge and jury.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be you. You can dob in a mate if they're hoarding stuff.
Mm. Or your mother.
Yeah.
When it becomes a problem, I think.
What's your mum hoarding?
Well, g'day, guys. It's actually not me. It's my former partner.
Yeah.
We moved up from Sydney in 2013 and she's a teacher. And at the time, we moved up around 11 or 12 boxes of books and resources that she needed for teaching.
Mm.
That was in 2013. They're still unopened. They're in her garage.
Oh.
All right. She's not using those.
Just in case one day, though. You know, it's always that. Just in case one day I need them.
Educational books, you've got to keep updating.
Upgrading.
She's probably got books in there that saying Pluto's still a planet. It's not.
Steve, did you say she's your ex?
She is my ex, but every year until recently, I would say, we need to get rid of these. And she would be going, no, I need them. I need them because of... And I'm like, honey, have you heard a thing called the internet?
Mm.
Well done, Steve, for pointing that out.
She still has them.
One day that will all crash, though, the internet, maybe, because it's technology and you can't rely on it. She might need her boxes.
Gonna need the box.
We'll see.
Lucy.
Steve, there's something wrong with people that hoard. I'm sorry. I don't want to be too down on this. But if you collect, you should be proud of yourself. But if you hoard, you're hiding away in the dark.
Yeah, I hold no sentimental value. Mm. My kids are like, oh, did you see that picture I brought home from school, Mum, that I painted at kindy? Mm. I'm like, what? That's not in the rubbish bin.
Storing it in the bin.
Lucy, for Springfield Lakes, who hoards?
My husband is a hoarder.
Oh, what does he hoard, Lucy?
We have a Ford FPV GT, so he is hoarding bits for it.
Car stuff.
But that thing's worth...
You're hoarding more letters for your car?
So GT.
That thing's worth 120 grand.
Pardon?
Isn't that thing worth 120 grand or so?
Not quite, no.
Okay.
Not yet, it's not, Marto. He's working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe one day.
Does he work on it often, Lucy?
He's finally just got to the point that he loves it and it's going to stay the way it is. But just in case he can't get replacement stickers for it down the track, he's got a few spare ones.
I just want to check his mental health. Do you ever look for him and go, where is he? And he's just sitting in the car doing nothing?
Everyone
know who he is.
He's just getting a feel for the dream. The dream is alive. He's just sitting in it going, one day this bad boy, I'm going to drive down the road with the windows down and the wind in my hair.
See, I don't get old cars. And just get one that works. There's plenty of them. I'm looking out the window now. There's heaps of cars that drive. What do you got?
There's heaps of cars on the road.
Yeah. Just go and get one of them.
Damo from Labrador. What are you collecting or hoarding, as Marto would call it?
Collecting. I've got probably the biggest collection of Iron Maiden Maybe in Australia.
Wow.
Wow.
What, the merchandise? Are we caps, shirts, everything?
I'm talking over 400 vinyl, probably 300 CDs, probably a couple of hundred tour shirts, the tour books, all the figurines. I've got a music room. I used to have a full-size drum kit, which I just sold. You name it, I've got it. And it's
Iron Maiden clock? Iron Maiden. Have you got an Iron Maiden clock?
Somewhere, I can't see, so...
Damo, oh, no, it's getting too big, the collection.
Where do you keep all of this stuff, Damo?
I've got a room downstairs. I've made all my son and I made all our record holders.
Alarm.
It's a room 5 metres by 3 metres, and it's purely a music room.
Is it hermetically sealed? Like, is it climate controlled?
Not climate controlled, but I do have fans air conditioners, and I have it blacked out, and I've got lights in here.
Wow.
Where did this obsession start, Damo?
When I was about 12.
And it's just continued on and no one's tried to stop you? Has there been an intervention of any sorts?
Is there a stop button?
Damo, have we got a price on it? Have we got an estimated value?
Who knows? Some of my records are up anywhere between $500 to $1,500. Some of my
what?
Phone
lines. Wow. For a record?
Damo, do you have a partner?
I do have a partner.
You do have a partner?
What does she think about this, or he?
Well, my wife and I have been together 30 years, so...
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
She an avid fan of Iron Maiden too?
No, not whatsoever.
Wow.
But can you not like a band that's got actually real instruments in it?
Hey, you said it, Damo. That's right, and can mate. I interest you in some Iron Maiden tickets, Legacy of the Beast Tour?
Oh, you definitely can.
I don't
May
think
2020.
He's a fan.
Tickets on sale now at Ticket Tech. They're yours, Damo.
He doesn't deserve them. Damo doesn't
that
like
awesome.
Iron Maiden, do you?
That is awesome.
Bring a backpack for the merch stand, mate. Fill her up.
He'll need a wheelie suitcase.
He'll be selling the merch stand their merch. Yeah.
Oh, on your day, mate. It's the big breakfast on Triple M.
Almost didn't make it in today. Have never made it into the show again.
Oh, what's happened?
All while trying to find a Lime scooter yesterday.
Oh, they're dangerous.
I went to the gym after the show yesterday morning. I tried out the PCYC for the first time.
How is that? There's a lot of boxing there.
Yeah, there's actual cops walking around there.
That's at Suncorp Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there. It's
near Wally. If you're looking at the stadium standing at Wally, just on your right there. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I went to the gym there yesterday. What was that? Yeah, deadlifted 160. Don't worry about it. The problem is, right, I leave the gym. I want to go and undo all of my hard work. So I decide to meet up with a mate. He wants to go to the QA for lunch.
Well, hold on.
Isn't that why you go to the gym, though, so you could have lunch?
Lift that stuff so you can throw some skewies back later.
Hard beer.
And I go, I'm going to Lime scooter there.
Oh.
I'm going to Lime scooter. The closest Lime scooter, Petrie Terrace and the corner of Princess Street.
Can I ask why the Lime scooter over like another form of transport, like
it's a
Uber, cab?
Day.
Okay, yeah, you just want to
beautiful
get out,
day for a Lime
enjoy
scooter.
The city.
Yeah, and my legs aren't working.
So it comes up on the app. Now I've got the Lime app and I've had a ride and stuff, but you had to walk a fair way to get
to
the
Yeah, I had to walk a couple hundred metres. It was the closest one, but it was just down Princess Street. Now I get there, I'm having a look on the thing. It's saying the scooter's there. I can't see the scooter. And for the first time, I've used the ring option. I'm like, I don't know how this works. What's ring and that? A little alarm. I'm like, all right, try and get closer. Ring it again.
It's like find my iPhone except for your scooter.
Walk down a little alley. I'm like, surely got to be close. It is then I've tracked the Lime scooter down to inside, I reckon, one of the creepiest houses I've ever seen.
They've taken, are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. To me, it sounded like a trap. That's how a horror movie starts.
Yeah, looking for
knock
a
on
young...
the door. I'm looking for me Lime scooter. Dead.
Right.
And I hadn't had the scooter. If this was post the QA, would have gone in. But if I'd had a few beers, would have knocked on the door, get HM.
But what did you do?
A butcher's knife. And then I'd never make it work again.
You pumped yourself up. You're all right. You've been to the gym. You're feeling strong. You can take on anything.
It was legitimately like this is if there's another Saw movie coming out, that's how it's going to start. A Lime scooter alarm coming from a house. Someone enters that house. It was the creepiest place.
Did you think about just yelling? Come on, I'm coming in.
Hold on, there's a man with a hockey mask in the window. Maybe he knows more about this Lime scooter.
So you didn't get it?
No, of course not. I'm alive.
Weak.
What?
I did lift 160 kilos.
He did it once because his arms are now broken.
Twice?
There would have been a vegan in there defending the Lime scooter and you're fearful of that.
It was either a mass murderer or I reckon just an old lady that wants to chat to someone. She's brought the Lime scooter in.
He's coming in.
Scott? No, why is he running and yelling? Very unlucky dog walker. down on the Goldie yesterday. I don't know if you saw on the news last night. He was walking, dog walker, walking people's dogs at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. He's come across a box on the grass near where he was walking the dogs. He's picked it up. Now, me personally, if I'm ever walking the streets and I see something that doesn't belong to me, I tend to just leave it there.
Oh, no.
I'm not picking stuff up.
But if I always pick
Are you picking
up.
Stuff up?
Is it somebody's mail? Like, was it a parcel that was delivered that was left on the wrong side of the fence?
No, it was a pipe bomb.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, hold on.
Remind me how that works again. What's a pipe bomb? How's that made?
Well, he thought, I assume it's explosives in it within a pipe.
In a box.
Yeah,
a pipe.
So he thought it was a toolbox.
Oh.
Now, I don't know. I don't work with tools, but I've got a toolbox at home. I've seen a few toolboxes. Rarely cords hanging out. You ever see wires? You ever see wires hanging out of a toolbox?
Can't be if you've got a power tool, I suppose. You it's the leads hanging out.
Just pick it up and go, hold on, here we go. This is my stock standard toolbox. Oh, no, someone's left a... Someone's left some sort of clock in there. I better open this thing up to say, uh-oh.
Did it explode?
It did explode.
Oh, no.
And it said he was injured. It's caused injuries to his hands, abdomen, and pelvis.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They've used pelvis. Let's be honest, though. We know what that means.
Mm. He's missing an appendage and not just his fingers.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what's happened?
That's what's happened. They've turned up and gone, hold on, we've counted 11 fingers here. Hold on.
He's got three pinkies?
His thumb's got a cut in the top of it.
Big breakfast. Triple M.
Hey, listen, it started out with a notice, a note from Bunnings going on the 22nd of November. Is that next Friday? All Bunnings stores across Australia, all of them, okay? How many would that be? 200, 300?
295 stores and over 30,000 employees Bunnings has.
Righto. Oh. So all Bunnings stores next Friday, they're all 295, will be holding a Red Run sausage sizzle. We'll also have a tin for extra donations, and this money will go towards towns affected by bushfires and drought, and to the amazing fire crews risking their lives to save others.
What great a community support.
So please head down, say hello, and grab yourself a snag or a cold can. All right, seems easy enough. Like, even if you aren't going to Bunnings, maybe you go, I want to help out.
It's a good deal, because normally they have those little local charities, you know, the RSLs and the junior football clubs.
You've got to book in to get a day.
And they get quite booked out.
So whoever it is, they must have sort of said, well, we'll postpone you all day next Friday and we'll get back to you on that. All right, well, that's sort of what I wanted to talk about. But more so, then there's a post from a mob called Vegan Gals Australia.
Mm. Well, they seem fun already.
Yeah, actually, that is a lovely point. Why do vegans need support groups and carnivores don't need support groups? Like, vegans need the backup, don't they?
Hmm.
Mm. Interesting. Here we go. Why, oh, why are people selling sausages to raise money when it's known that meat is a contributing factor to climate change, which is a contributing factor to these fires? It honestly baffles my mind and makes me so sad. It's a heartbreaking, vicious cycle. Lots of likes for that girl who posted that. Vegans.
Well.
Vegans. Why do vegans?
Think, you think there'd be more vegan firefighters? Because there's animals out there that are going to get burned. And if they hate the idea of meat being cooked so much, you think they'd be out there surrounding an animal with, you know,
with
hoses, making sure the animals are fine.
Yeah, where are they on the front line, so quick to judge, you know, the likes of Bunnings trying to do something community spirited, right, and here they are bringing them down. Well, how about you go out there and you hold the fire, the hose, and hold the fires back?
And also, nobody's stopping you from raising money.
No.
That's right. It's quite simple,
isn't it? You can fundraise in your own way.
You know what I hate about vegans? I've got a couple in my life, and I've told you about this, and it's been a shock to me. I really like how many times a day they tell you that they're vegan, like 8 to 12, compared to how many times I ask, 0. Have you ever
noticed that? You're saying the ratio's off.
I've told you I'm a vegan. No, well, I've told you I've never asked you what you are. I don't care.
Luch, my wife's sisters were vegan for a bit, and one of my wife's sisters a few years ago was living in a place in Melbourne where the whole share house was vegan.
Of course it was.
And they'd always tell me, Nick, you're always eating meat, you're a bit of a monster, blah, 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 until it came time to move house. And it turns out only one person can move a bookshelf in the morning. That's Big Dog Meat Eater. Get him on the blower. Have you seen vegans try and move a couch? It's one of the saddest things. You go, is that bolted to the ground? What is happening? Get a snag in ya.
You know what? They love telling you they're vegan so much. I worry about vegan CrossFitters. Like, they must go through life going, what am I going to tell people first? That I'm a CrossFitter or that I'm a vegan?
No, but maybe that, you know, it's like in mathematics, two negatives make a positive.
Ah.
Maybe a vegan CrossFitter is the greatest human person on the planet.
Could be. Doubt it. There's not many of them.
Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Margot, I've waited all day. You're obviously not going to mention it, the grand final of The Bachelorette.
No, oh, you were out. No, I was out last night. I didn't watch it, but I woke up this morning to the news that she picked the wrong person.
Oh, you don't agree with...
Yeah, I'm disappointed in her.
I watched it for the first time. That's what I like doing, just watching grand finals and going, who are all these people? Mm. But you told me about...
yesterday, Tim with two M's and Carlin, the aspiring actor.
Well, I found out she picked Carlin. You're saying that's the wrong one.
Yeah.
He's already been married before. You go on a show...
He's still married.
He's... What?
He's only separated from his...
Oh,
ex-wife, because she's living overseas and won't sign off on the documentation, and so he's still married.
I only just found out who she is. She's off Gogglebox, so her job is to sit on a lounge and complain about TV.
Review TV, yeah.
Wow, what a go that is. Now, listen, Tim, you introduced us to yesterday. Tim.
Yeah.
So finally got to see him last night. I watched for about 10 minutes.
Bit of a lovable larrikin.
Now, she loved him. I can't believe she didn't pick. I didn't wait until the end of the show. Didn't pick him because listen to her talk about him.
Love the way I feel around him. He's just a special soul, even though he's batshit crazy.
All right. Chicks love that, don't they? Guys that make them laugh.
Mental.
Yeah, a little bit.
He is mental.
So that's probably what she thought. She'd,
possibly.
Yeah, okay. Mm. All right. He reminds me a little bit about you, like, about, you know, of you.
Me?
Yeah, just in the way he looks at, well, the celestial beings that surround us. He's a real universe type of guy.
Is he? Okay.
Here he is. Now, this is, if I'll never know anything else about Tim, but the 10 minutes I watched last night, this is what I take away from it. He's got dreadlocks.
This is the best day I've had with Angie by a country mile. It was the best sunrise I've ever seen. Probably not the actual sun part of it. Probably wasn't the best. I've seen a few good sunrises. What are you looking at?
Why wouldn't you want to marry that?
Who was he yelling, what are you looking at? The sun? What are you doing back again?
He was yelling at the cows.
I think a dog.
In the paddock next to him. Oh, what are you looking at? Never seen a hot air balloon before.
Why didn't like, you what? Marry him?
The neighbour there, mate. Enjoy your weekend. Don't waste your life.
Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.